This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
People describe the DJV experience. Certainly, Jennifer Horn is strong. Victoria Keelan is strong. Kara Schillen is strong. And I am strong. This is a time for all of us to reflect. End of the week, Friday the 21st, and People in the News, Part 1. Oh, Jay Simpson, is not anything here. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara all said yesterday, I'm sure he's going to get out. And guess what? They were right. He'll be out October 1st. Anybody watch the unfolding drama, wall-to-wall coverage, exclusively yours on every station that
from
you can
find. From tip to toe.
You did? And you watched it all.
Yeah, and I actually tweeted about it because there's something about O.J. sitting in a courtroom that compels me, and I hate myself for watching it.
Really?
Because I sit there and I go, I should not be doing this. This is terrible. Why? It's like watching the Kardashians. Yeah, but I was just glued to it. And it is so strange, and maybe this is just to the depth of O.J. Simpson's illness, but when he speaks, I sort of believe him. Mm-hmm. And then you have to be brought back to reality. Wait a second. Remember what happened here. Remember what the evidence was. Don't fall into that OJ charisma, which he clearly has.
Yep.
I couldn't believe it. I don't know how you guys felt. But when OJ said, I have never held a weapon on anybody in my life. Okay, even if you don't think he killed Nicole and Ron, he did hold a weapon on AC Cowlings and held a gun on himself in the back of that Bronco, which everybody knew about. He did have a gun going behind him in this burglary. So there are instances when you know that OJ is so good at what he does, but yet he's still lying about everything.
What I find so compelling about this is that it's been 9 years since that thing took place. That's the time. It seems like, seriously, and not to be facetious, like last week or maybe a year or so ago, but 9 years have gone by. And then you look back to when he did what he did. It was 93, 94, like in there. And so this saga with OJ has been going on. And somebody at one of the networks last night played just... for irony, I suppose, as much as anything else, one of the Frank Drebin movies. What was that? Police gun. Yeah, right. And with OJ.
He was great in those movies.
Yeah, he was. He had a good sense of humor. All right, Victoria.
Yeah, I didn't see all of it, but I watched some of the highlights after the fact. And the first thing that struck me is I haven't heard him speak in so long. That was, at first, I was kind of like, oh, wow, his voice changed. It just seemed, that was kind of weird for me because I just haven't heard his voice or seen him at all, and it feels like forever. I didn't really pay that much attention during the whole, I knew the headlines, but I was just in a different place in my life, so I didn't really care about him, you know, with the robbery or whatever. But it's been a really long time since I've seen him in a courtroom setting speaking. And the thing that was so odd to me is either he's the best sociopath that we've had in a really long time, or he really is innocent. It's like what Jen said. There's a charisma there that is so infectious.
Yeah.
And even before the parole board started their voting, he was joking, which I thought was very weird. But there was a camera feed of him with his lawyer and somebody else, and they were joking about the cookies. Yeah. Remember we were talking about the cookies yesterday, and the guy who claimed that he got OJ, you know, off with the cookies and the whole thing. So weird. And there he is, just acting like nothing's happening. And he kind of had that same attitude, I think, a lot of the time during the original trial that I saw. So it is so just, it's bizarre. It's so weird how likable this guy is. And then when he said that he's led a conflict-free life, that one really struck me. I was like, really? Have you not read your own headlines?
Yeah, unless you count a conflict-free life, you know, not like sawing off the head of your ex-wife, maybe.
Right. That was weird when he said that. I missed the part where he said he's never held a weapon. I didn't see that part. That's shocking to me that he would say that.
You know,
Kara, were all the cameras on at the network? You were still at work when this started, I think, weren't you?
Some of them might have been on, but I didn't watch any of it. And it's funny because even with the robbery happening, I mean, the original stuff happened when I was just barely born. So it's just, it's something that you hear about, but it's more like lore for at least for me, because I never really paid that much attention to it. And I've seen the Naked Gun movies, but, you know, it's funny. They talk about him being like a football player, but I don't really remember any of that stuff. And it's interesting hearing Victoria call him like maybe he's the best psychopath. I wonder if he's so convincing, like if he's so convincing to people. I wonder if he doesn't actually, like,
he's convinced himself.
He thinks that he's telling the truth, and I think that's why he's so convincing, because he believes himself.
That's a sociopath. Yeah. I mean, that's the definition of it. They truly believe their own lies to the point where they can pass a lie detector test. I mean, there's obviously some sort of a mental disconnect there with him, where he's living a double life. And his daughter, his oldest daughter, who I never even had heard of, I only know of the girl who's Khloe Kardashian's age. I guess this must be an older girl, maybe from a different mother.
Arthel. Yeah, I think Arthel and Jason are the kids that, I think he has four kids, and these are the two older ones who were not Nicole Brown's kids. These are from another marriage.
Yeah, this girl definitely looked a lot older, so I wasn't sure where she came from, but her statement was a little weird. Did you think she was a little off, Jen?
I thought she was a daughter. I mean, I thought she was a lot of times we'll say even Jeffrey Dahmer had a mother who loved him. And there's usually someone in your life, no matter how bad of a person you are, there's always someone that loves you. And I think this was a great example of it, is that but when I was listening to her speak, I couldn't even focus on what she was saying. Because I thought about those four kids, and even the older ones who have their own mother. How in the heck do you have a normal life with OJ as your dad and having the legal woes that he's had since the 90s? I mean, it's so strange.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you be a little off if your father was...
Well, I didn't mean off. I meant that it looked... I don't know. I got a weird vibe when I watched her statement. It looked like she was there under duress. It looked like she was there to give the statement. She had the words written, but she couldn't look at them. And every time she looked down, then she looked up, and then she had to take a breath again. It didn't seem like, I don't know. I got a weird feeling that she...
I thought she was trying not to cry.
Yeah, I don't know. I just had a weird feeling about that one. But you're right. It could have just been that she's there to, you know, defend her dad. And I did believe her when she said no one knows what we've been through. I can imagine.
Yeah, I can't imagine being Nicole's kids and having to, like, not only having to go through this and him, you know, trying to get parole and now he's getting out, but also, like, he's referenced in pop culture all the time. And the murder is referenced in pop culture all the time. And I feel like in rap songs and, like, movies and stuff like that. And just, like, most people whose families are murdered, I feel like if the person is found guilty, which he wasn't, but if the person goes to jail, then you don't really have to, like, hear about them all that much.
There's a word, and I think it's ignominious, that fits this whole thing, this whole scenario, the power play, the romance, the distraction. It just is, it's bizarre. Mondo Bizarro, the board said that a plan for where OJ goes has to be set. Everybody expects him to go to Florida. They have 45 days to accept him. That is, the state of Florida can say, nah, you can't come here. you have to go somewhere else.
Or they can also, it was the press conference afterwards was interesting. One of the reporters said, is there any way that he would not get out on October 1st? And the parole representative said, well, you know, if the state of Florida is behind or if they delay something or if they reject it, then yes, there's a possibility that he could not get out. So Florida, looking at you here, yeah. You could be the one to mess this up for OJ.
Yeah, but it'll just delay the timing on it. I mean, the guy's getting out. And it's hard to remember, but we have to have trust in our legal system. I mean, this was not him going to jail for killing killing Nicole and Ron. This was him doing this crime, and he paid 9 years for it, and now under the law, he's out. It's only a matter of time. He's going to be out. And you know what? No doubt OJ will screw up again.
You think? So we're going to, really? Even
yeah, he's such a, it's inbred in his soul to do stuff like this. I mean, if any other person, if any other sort of rational person got away with what he got away with, they would have gone away and you would have never heard from them again. But right. OJ could not live like that. And I think he is destined to do, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's not anything to the extent of what he's done before, but this is not the last you hear of OJ, for sure.
So, you just said something that tweaked my interest. You got to have faith in the legal system. As you know, I'm quite cynical about the system. And what gives me cause to be cynical are things like what was discovered in Baltimore yesterday. If you've not heard this story, the focus on a Baltimore police officer suspended after the release of a video which shows this guy, this officer, planting drugs at a crime scene. The body camera footage was made public. Officials say it was taken during a drug arrest. The beginning of the video shows the officer stuffing a plastic bag inside a red can in an alley and a couple of other policemen who are watching. The portion of the footage doesn't have any sound because the body cameras in Baltimore save 30 seconds of video without audio before they're activated. And then if you look at the footage some more, it shows the three police officers walking toward the street. One officer announces he's going to check the alley. He returns to the same spot, uncovers the same plastic bag. And then there are other things that you can see when you watch the video, but the investigation focuses on whether the officer knowingly planted the drugs in the alley or he was trying to recreate the discovery when his body camera was running. Who believes that? Anybody see this?
Who this is everywhere. This is,
yeah, I know. But
yeah,
who believes that?
You know, I mean, I could understand the logic behind that explanation if that's what happened, but it just seems like, I don't know, maybe if it wasn't Baltimore and if they didn't have so many issues with police there, I might believe that it was someone trying to recreate to make sure that they don't mess up an investigation or a drug bust, but it just seems very suspect.
The results of this sort of thing give me cause to go back again to my theory of training and who gets accepted. Was it Chicago or New York last year that somebody studied where the police officers came from, and 30% of them were former felons? You can look at it. It was, I think, about a year ago, some big city police department, the news.
I don't think it's New York.
Well, wherever it was, it gives you really cause to think about what in the name of God goes on when they find people for these jobs, how carefully they screen them, how carefully they train them. This is the day and age when police officers have to be above reproach. No questions, no ifs, ands, or buts. The reality is that there are too many. I mean, you see so much of this stuff on television, and you begin to wonder. And then when you see it in real life, you really begin to wonder. If nothing else, we as citizens deserve to have protection from people who are up to the job. And that goes across the board. We're talking about human beings, but there isn't there's not any room anymore because of the way our society has progressed for ifs, ands, or buts. Food for thought at 21 after the hour. This is the DJV Experience.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Change after the hour music portion of this hour of the DJV show with a focus. We sort of kiddingly say that in this portion of the program we talk about music. It's often about people who are dead, and so we'll not alter that course in this portion of the program, because this is in the background the music of Linkin Park. And Chester Bennington, who was their drummer, I believe, and also a singer, committed suicide in his home. And so that was a part of entertainment messages and news yesterday. They've released their seventh studio album, One More Light, a couple of months ago. The One More Light World Tour was supposed to get started next week. This guy is 41 years old, 6 children. And so the discussion that needs to take place here is, why does somebody who was from this guy, sometimes musicians especially, have lots of struggles in their life. This guy struggled with addiction, and he thought it was fueled because he was sexually abused as a child. He was close to Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell, and he committed suicide, so Bennington wrote an emotional open letter, and also performed at his funeral. This yesterday was Cornell's 53rd birthday, would have been, and so there's a connection. The Seattle-based nonprofit group Child Haven establishing a new music therapy program in memory of Chris Cornell, thanks to a $100,000 donation from his widow. The announcement yesterday, again on his birthday, his wife Vicky said, quote, "Chris and I always shared a strong belief in the healing and inspiring power of music. And through Child Haven's establishment of this program, we're able to keep the promise for Chris by continuing to protect the world's most vulnerable children." So when you think about that, and you think about what happened to Bennington, he was a child certainly that needed to be protected. And then you start thinking about what goes on with children in homes where the parents are crazy. Young children who are abused, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. And how, I think we were talking off the air about why these people have children under the circumstance. Whether it's, you think about Bennington, you think about anybody, never mind somebody famous, somebody who's just gotten hooked on drugs, somebody who is a problem for society, a problem for themselves. It's kind of, the problem is much deeper, apparently, than those of us who are Pollyanna-ish want to admit. Yeah,
I think addiction is, abuse almost always leads to addiction of some sort. Yeah. It's just very, very sad.
Yeah.
Wow. I just, you know, now sober. He's left his kids vulnerable to the thing that he went through.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard for me to, I'm empathetic, and I know that we all have a lot of problems and demons, and I get it. But he just left 6 kids vulnerable to the problems that he grew up with in childhood. So
and
now
he's only
perpetuating
41.
The problem.
Yeah, and if he's only 41, they must be small kids, too.
Yeah. Which
is yeah.
Very
sad. The thing that makes me the most sad about this and Chris Cornell is, you know, everyone was talking about this on social media yesterday, and there were so many people who were saying that, like, his songs were songs that got them through their own problems and their own depression, and it's like, yet he wasn't able to overcome that.
Himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not strong enough. It's do as I say, not as I do, as an old expression that maybe gets dusted off in this circumstance. All right, well, so there's a good side and a bad side to that circumstance. The information is part of our conversation at 28 past the hour on the DJB Show.
Be specific with your goals. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In ancient Greek legends, they told of the tragic story of Tithonus. Tithonus was a mortal man who fell in love with Eos, the goddess of the dawn. Their love burned brightly, but since one lover was mortal and the other not, they begged Zeus to make Tithonus immortal so that he could spend eternity with his beloved goddess. Careless and disinterested, Zeus granted Tithonus' wish. He gave him immortality, but... And this is where things went terribly wrong. Tithonus did not ask for immortal youth. And so many ages after his body had long since withered, yet the physical troubles remain infinitely multiplying, Tithonus continually lives on. Be careful what you ask for, yes, but also be very specific when articulating your goals. For more on how to apply ancient wisdom to your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's 34 after the hour
here to
Friday.
Protect you, sir.
I know you are.
Jennifer Horn protecting Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan has my back. Kara Schillen has it all. And so we're here to put it all together for you. Jennifer was just recounting the headline. Last night I was working in my office. It was about 9:15, 9:20. And we have a local blog here. Called the Framingham Source. And the lady who runs it, a nice lady, she's the local news person. Everybody goes to her and follows her blog. And so I saw on the screen, man with shotgun in neighborhood, everybody stay home. And so this is right down the street from me. And I follow it for a little bit. And there are more and more people on who are members of this a group we call Frambores, which is 800 or 900 people who pretty much watch what's going on in town and carefully, sometimes not so carefully, communicate it to the rest of us, although I'm a member of that 800-person group. So it's just interesting to watch how things have changed. And I'm someone who has a news background, and I remember us the first Rio job I had, that was a sort of drama-laden thing, was working as a combo news and talk person at the station in the town where I live. I was there for 13 years, so everybody in town knew me. I knew everybody. But the lead guy was a fellow named Jimmy Robbins, who was the epitome of the old-school news guy. He didn't like his wife, and so he came into the studio. He would come, actually, late in the afternoon, he'd start going out making the rounds, putting together the news for the following morning. And so his job was to go find the news wherever it was in our town. He'd go back to the studio. He had a quart bottle of Schlitz, which was an old beer. I don't think they have it anymore. And he chain-smoked cigarettes, and he'd sit at his typewriter like somebody out of the past, and he'd bang away at all of the stories that we were going to do in the morning news. And I can remember him listening to whatever was going on the scanner, and he'd hear something, and there'd be a nuance, and he'd get up and put his coat on, and he'd go down to the police station to find out what was really going on. So that has been, that scene from the 70s has been replaced in the year 2017, in this era that we live in, by the image of somebody at home, a town meeting member in this circumstance, listening to the police scanner, then sending out email to everybody in her district telling them to stay home because there's a guy in the neighborhood who's got a shotgun, and he's out in the street. And they describe him, he's got navy shorts and a T-shirt. And the police set up a staging area right down the street, and they close the street off, and then people who begin to figure out what's going on, they go on this blog, and they start putting in all of their experiences. And so it's a whole drama, and it ended up the guy was captured. But they had the SWAT team, and the state police sent a helicopter in, and it's just over, in a sense, everything about it was overdone. Now, yeah, protecting the citizens, I don't want a guy wandering around. The first thing I thought, because, you know, my farm's pretty open. Guy walks up the street, walks in to the farmyard, sees a cow, he decides he's crazy, maybe he's drunk, he's high, whatever it is, he goes and shoots a cow. That kind of stuff. Or worse, somebody who's on the farm or somebody who's handy by, you know, that kind of stuff. All that goes through your mind. And it was going through my mind to the point where I almost got into my truck to go see, you know, what was really going on. And I thought, nah, I want to go to bed. So,
you know, it is funny how news gets around like that, though, because when I was in elementary school, something like that, like something very similar to that happened on the street that I live on. And my mom took my oldest sister to go to high school. And when they were going out, one of my neighbors down the street was an older woman who was a little bit off. Maybe a lot of it off. And she was standing on her front yard, and she had a gun in her hand and was kind of waving it in the air. And she was kind of, you couldn't trust what she was going to do. So when my mom got back, she called the police. And then because I was younger, I went to school later. And eventually the cops basically closed off our entire street, and they like had all of their cars parked around her house, and they had to escort us off of the road so we could go to elementary school. And I remember getting to school, and this had only happened recently. It was only on our street that it was going on. And there were kids at the breakfast at school who were talking about, yeah, did you hear about that crazy, like all of these different stories that I knew hadn't actually happened because I was there.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's amazing how word gets around and people make up all these different things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my God, she shot somebody, blah, blah, blah. And
right.
So of course, you know, it ended up not being anything. And I think they just took the gun away and her son was there and he was helping out and everything. And she didn't have to go to jail or anything. But
so let's go one step further.
Don't you think, before we move on from that, don't you think it's funny how we get our news, especially when it's very uber local like that? Mm-hmm. I mean, it used to be that you would have to turn on the news station or wait for the newspaper to come. And now the other morning, I think I was complaining to you guys. You know, we do our show from different locations. I have a home studio, and there was a helicopter sitting on top of my house, literally, making all the stories for 2 hours it was up there, and sirens, and my street was closed off. So instead of looking on news outlets, I went to Facebook, because we have a community group on Facebook, and all the gossipy neighbors let you know what's going on. But it's so weird how times have changed. Like, you used to never be able to do that.
Yeah, well, even, I mean, that was like 95 or 96, so Facebook was not around, and the internet wasn't really even all that much of a thing. So I remember, like, not knowing how people had found out. I don't know if it was from, like, police trackers, like, if someone had a father who was in the police and they heard it on the walkie-talkie, or if someone else who lived in the neighborhood was talking about it at school, but on the walkie-talkie, whatever you call it.
The scanners.
The scanners. Yeah. It's weird.
You know, this brings me around to one more crack at what we were talking about before with regard to the situation in Baltimore and the planting of evidence and stuff, and how policing has become so difficult, and how to do the right thing, or what's the right thing to do. I'm reminded of the scenes that were factual, of the capture of the fellow who was the Boston bomber, the Boston Marathon bomber. And then I'm thinking about last night and how much you could say that it was overdone, because they brought in the SWAT team from 4 towns, they had the state police involved, and there were just police everywhere. The roads were all blocked off. And yeah, so the guy was walking around with a shotgun, and nobody really knew whether he was threatening his family or whether he was going to rob a store, because there's a liquor store right there, and a gas station right there, and there's a restaurant right there, and there's a bank right there. And so you go, your mind goes bananas. And so do the police feed into, with their actions, the fear that people have just by the numbers of people who are participating? Or is it necessary for the public necessity of protection and good? Which is it?
I think that they definitely fed into the spectacle of the whole thing. I mean, I think a lot of people don't care how many police were involved. Well, yeah, I think people don't care how many police were involved, because at the end of the day, they did what they were supposed to do, and they brought in the person who was guilty. Right. But I just remember watching on my TV, I mean, there was basically a parade going on after they found the guy.
And you watched that story on TV?
Yeah. And
see, isn't it amazing? Everybody around the country was seeing what was going on down the street from me. In a little...
It was trending on Twitter. It's at Birmingham, so I clicked on it.
Right, yeah. Right down the street. Pretty amazing. All right, 43 past the hour. Stevie Wonder officially off the market. Back to people in the news. He got married on the weekend at the Hotel Bel Air to Tomika Robin Bracey. Apparently, he's been with her for quite a while. He's been married once or twice before, ladies. You were doing some nosing around. And
I thought he was already married to this woman, but
well, he's been with
he finally made an honest woman out of her.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he's 67. How old? I think she's like 50, isn't she? Early 50s?
Huh. Yeah, they got married in 2012. Maybe it was like another, you know, sometimes people like renew their vows or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they actually got married before.
It was like Uri Geller. Maybe she was just his partner or something.
Yeah, right, yeah, right. Anyway, John Legend sang at the wedding. Again, there's something about that guy that I find very attractive in terms of his music and his attitude. And Pharrell Williams, for some reason or other, they speak to me or sing to me. All right, Michael Phelps is in the news. Michael Phelps, Phelps versus Shark. Great White versus Great Gold, centerpiece of Shark Week on Discovery. This Sunday night, 8 o'clock, this is something for you to mark down, man. Don't miss this one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. This is Michael Phelps against a great white shark. Is he that hard up for money? What is this?
No.
What is this? What is this? I think it's fun.
I think it's
cool. I'm totally going to watch
it. I'm watching it for sure.
Is he in a cage or is he just wrestling the shark? What is he doing?
No,
swimming?
He's swimming in open water, so they're timing. I think the way they did it, they timed him, and then they took a great white shark and got him, somehow got the shark to swim in a straight line for a certain amount of distance to time how fast the shark swims.
25 miles an hour.
Yeah, and then they dumped Michael Phelps in open water, which he's never done before. He's always in a pool, which is a lot easier. So then they timed him. So I think that's how
he was wearing a shark fin to give him more of an advantage.
Yeah, like a mono fin instead of flippers.
Really?
Yeah, he was like a mermaid.
Yeah, he's a merman.
A merman.
What could go wrong? What could possibly go
Where's
wrong?
Where's Tom Hanks when we need him?
Tom Hanks?
Does Tom Hanks talk about mermen?
Man, am I that old?
I was quoting Zoolander.
It was a movie. Yeah, we were talking about Zoolander.
Oh, my gosh. Girls, it was a movie called Mermaid.
Sorry.
Really? Yeah. Or do you and mean Tom, Splash?
Tom, Splash, no. Sorry. That's right, not Mermaid. Splash. Yeah. With Daryl
Hannah.
Yeah,
I've
Hannah
seen that. Yeah.
Yeah,
it took me a second on the Tom Hanks reference,
right.
Though.
Hello. Ding, ding, ding,
That's
ding,
the most
ding,
current
ding,
Tom
ding,
Hanks
ding,
movie
ding.
That Doug has seen.
There you go.
No, I think he saw Sully. Wait.
I did see Sully.
Yeah, you did.
Good movie, actually. All right, so anyway, Phelps went to the Bahamas and got to lie on the bottom of the ocean having a nurse shark rest on his leg.
I don't know if I could do
Who'd want to do that? He also came face-to-face with a hammerhead and a great white, and his experience is part of Shark Week on Discovery. So do they play old runs of Sharkamania or whatever that silly... Those movies were, what was that? Those
Sharknado?
Movies? Sharknado. How many? There have been three of those, right? Do they play those?
Four.
I don't think so, because that's a different, isn't that on Sci-Fi? So they probably don't want to play those on Discovery.
Right. No, Discovery every year. I'm a Shark Week addict, so every year it's all different different specials on sharks. Nice. They've done all kinds of experiments, which color are sharks most attracted to, things like that. It's yellow, by the way, is the answer.
My favorite color. Maybe I'm a shark. Mm. You know what, though? I need to start planning my vacations before Shark Week, because I always end up going to the beach after Shark Week, and I don't think that's a good plan.
All right. You're having a vacation? When are you having a vacation?
In August. Is that allowed?
No. All right. Next person in the news is Joan Benoit Samuelson. All those who know who she is, raise your hands, please. Really?
Look at all those loud hands showing.
They don't know who she is.
Is she related to another Benoit?
She won. She's a very famous American runner, marathon runner, been running for a long time. She's 60 years old. She's going to run in the Chicago Marathon this fall, announced that yesterday, and expects to break, she says, her old record. She has the record for the fastest woman is a woman named Bernadine Portensky of New Zealand. And she says she wants to beat the record under 3 hours. This would set a world record for her age. She said... Upon being interviewed, storytelling is important to me, and it's how I motivate myself. My race decisions often reflect my narrative. Once I turned 60, I knew the Chicago race would represent the next chapter in my career of challenges. She won the race in 1985 at 2 hours, 21 minutes, 21 seconds. At age 50, at the Olympic trials 10 years ago, she finished 2 hours, 49 minutes, 8 seconds. She said, that was my last competitive marathon, but there are more stories and more time for me. I feel the same as I did. She took third place in the Boston Marathon among the women last year at 2 hours and 23 minutes. So she's right up there. And don't we have respect for people? Do we have respect no matter what your age, or do we have more respect because of her age? Which do you think it is?
Well, I would never even think of running a marathon, so I have a lot of respect for anybody who can make it through that.
Yeah, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what the age. So this isn't about age, you don't think? Is it about...
I think it's cool that she wants to do it again at her age. I think that's very cool.
Is it the sex, women... running versus men, and that challenge, that's part of it, too, sometimes.
If there was a dude who was that age, too, I'd still think that was cool if he was doing it. I don't think there's a gender difference here.
Yeah. Well, there's something about this sort of thing. It's pretty compelling when it comes to stories, so we'll hold that thought. Wish her well. She's really worked hard at staying the course. 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Past the hour. Time now for power player Victoria Keelan to run through the top five items from the world of the Titanic world of technology. How do you like that? That's a big deal.
It means it's sinking?
No, it's big. It's big. All right, so from number five to number one, starting at five, the Federal Communications Commission is rattling its sabers again, but this is for a good cause. I think it's this is actually something we all cross our fingers and hope will happen, Victoria.
Oh, absolutely, Doug. The FCC is trying to end robocalls once and for all. I got three yesterday on my cell phone.
Get them all the time, too.
It is just, it's getting worse and worse, and so the FCC gets 200,000 complaints annually, which means that's obviously a fraction of the number of people affected by this, but people who actually take the steps to complain.
And you know what's so clever about these people? They get numbers. The one that calls me all the time has numbers in cities all over the country. So if you recognize one number and you don't answer it, then they call. I don't answer the phone. If I don't know the number or it's not identified, I just don't answer it. But they apparently get due to a lot of people because they keep... This is a successful way of marketing for some
people. Well, one of the ways they get through to people now is they have a cell phone number that looks almost identical to yours. So people are more prone to answer the phone when it's the same area code and the first three numbers of the exchange. And that's what I get all the time. And when you look down, you realize, well, wait a second, maybe it's somebody who, you know, I know, or maybe it's someone, you know, who used to have this phone, and so people do tend to answer the phone more. I answered one of them yesterday, and it was just this call about trying to give me rewards points for a hotel stay or something. It's all random stuff, but it's 15 billion robocalls.
Right.
15 billion have been made already in 2017 in the U.S. alone.
All right, so number FCC, four.
Well, so basically the FCC is, they're levying huge fines to the tune of $120 million now against these companies.
Good. Number four is a focus on IBM, and you say, huh? IBM?
That is a blast from the past, but IBM has said that they have a way that they can actually prevent data breaches. We hear about data breaches all the time now, and so IBM has created this new mainframe, which is basically a gigantic computer server that can encrypt billions of transactions in a day. Companies, however, in order to get this technology, it's going to cost them about $500,000 to upgrade to this new IBM system, but it could be worth it, especially for banks, retailers, health companies, where people feel vulnerable handing over their personal information. So IBM seems to have, they claim that they have the end-all, be-all answer against data frame hackers.
Mm-hmm. Number three on our way to number one, Verizon, one of the suckiest companies in the world, now has the advice is what comes out of the story, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, and of course, Verizon is one of the data breaches that IBM is trying to prevent now. So I would say Verizon, give IBM a call, and maybe they can help you. Verizon has a new data breach. 6 million customers were affected this time. This is for a Verizon cellular service. So if you are a Verizon cell customer, change your PIN. The PIN is not your bank PIN. It's the PIN that you establish when you set up your Verizon cellular account. So that's what they're saying, that it was human error. And it was a cloud server data breach, and emails and full names were exposed. So sometimes that's all the information a hacker needs to really get into your personal data. So change your PIN immediately.
I could have used this. The number two story is a focus on in-flight Wi-Fi, which in some circumstances for me I can make it work, and sometimes I can't. Mm-hmm. How's it going to get better?
It is very hit or miss, except now there is brand new satellite service that's right now Norwegian, Lufthansa, Singapore, Qatar, and Air New Zealand are the international carriers who are going to be the first to install these new satellite technologies. It gives you at-home quality Wi-Fi. So the Wi-Fi that you have in your home that you stream Netflix and everything on, 70 megabits per second, which is pretty fast, that's what they say they're going to now have on airlines. Gogo, which is the company that works with Delta and American Airlines, and it's very frustrating to deal with Gogo if you've ever flown and tried to use the Wi-Fi. It is very hit or miss. Gogo is also working with a new satellite service to bring different packages on board. So Netflix binging, instead of downloading and then actually watching them later, you can really watch in real time. So it's going to be great for flying.
Speaking of Netflix, they're the number one focus on technology stories this week.
That's right. Netflix has some new impressive numbers, 104 million subscribers globally. They added more than 4 million in the U.S. alone, and they think a lot of their original programming, like House of Cards is and Orange is the New Black, is to blame.
House of Cards for me, I think it's very compelling. I wouldn't give you a nickel for Orange is the New Black, though. All right, Victoria, good job. 59.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.